Lots of observations from last night's NFL draft, including something about the war room for the Cowboys that I think is really odd. And we'll get to that at 8:55. But we have a phone number, we believe, for Johnny Manziel. And so since he was the talk of the draft last night, Jer, if you can dial up this number, we'll see if Johnny answers. I bet it was a late night for him.
Oh, yeah.
I bet he tied one on after sliding to 22.
Hello.
Johnny Manziel, please.
Speaking.
Hey, Johnny, it's the Musers on the Ticket in Dallas. Could we talk to you for a second?
Oh, man, is this a Ticket in Dallas?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's so cool. Hey, Daddy, I'm on the Ticket in Dallas. Oh, man, we heard about y'all. Well, I had a buddy that made it to Dallas once and said, you guys are all up on the radio up there.
Yeah, we're all up on the radio up here.
Well, we wanted to call and ask you what last night was like. That was a longer wait to get drafted than I'm sure you anticipated.
Oh, man, I was a little upset, you know, like upset because I was like, damn, I want to go to the Cowboys. Because my daddy used to carry me up to Dallas every year to go up to the hardware store and to pick up flour, plant and seed, all that. So I always dreamed of living up there in Dallas in some big old, you know, 2,500 square foot mansion with like a bathroom inside. And, you know, just like every boy, I had big dreams, you know, and I don't know if it was just the arrogance of youth or what, but I always thought I'd be like a famous farmer or something. And, you know, girls from the county would all come to want to be my wife. And but then football came along, and my daddy and I would get down there at the holler, and we'd practice on the football. And, you know, I could throw it like a 100, I think it's about 100 yards. It's all the way to the creek, I know that. And I, you know, I could swing on the vines from the tree to the next tree and not even drop the ball. So I, you know, we went through it. I learned a lot about football.
Yeah. I got to tell you. I got to tell you, I know you've lived in Tyler and Kerrville, but I had no idea you had such a thick Texas accent.
I don't think I do.
Oh.
Yeah, George.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I just, I don't know, he sounds different to me.
We may have a bad phone or something. This is like a new cell phone, I went to the store, they had those kind, they were like, well, they're the 2-year, I just did that pay-per-go thing.
Yeah, that's
we don't need details care. On that, yeah.
Okay. But yeah, you one of y'all, you guys up there in Dallas brought up the phone in the draft.
Yeah.
And, you know, that I think that just gives me the extra motivation to get up there to Cleveland, mm-hmm. and wherever that is, by the way. And I want to beat the Cowboys so bad I can taste it.
Well, yeah, the Cowboys weren't the only team that passed on you, though. There's a lot of teams that passed on you.
Yeah, but it's the Cowboys that I want to get back to because, you know, I'm committed and I'm determined, bound and determined to get up there. And for Cleveland, run around the field real hard, throw that ball up in the air so to those people that have the positions, they're the ones that are supposed to catch it. And hopefully they're going to run all the way to the end of the, you know, meadow there and score some points.
Field, the end zone, yeah. We get you.
You know, I just hope that some of them guys that work in football for the other team don't, you know, reach up in there and take that football out of it because then it would be like, you know, not be able to get into the hands of some of them guys that,
For being a Heisman winner, you have a very rudimentary understanding of the game.
Yeah, almost Andy Griffith-like.
You know, one of you guys earlier was talking about the draft and how I fell in it,
mm-hmm.
and didn't go up real high. And let me tell you why that was pretty frustrating for me, because... And I never told this to anyone. I think I may have told it to my cousin. Okay. I think I might have.
It doesn't matter.
But Jesus appeared to me in a dream and told me that I was going to go in the top five. And it was a great dream. I mean, he appeared to be on a beautiful golden four-wheeler, and he was wearing like a Confederate flag toga. And he said, Johnny Football, you get your butt up and you go sleep in that main house because you ain't going to sleep in the barn no more. You're going to be top five pick in this NFL draft. And I was shocked more than a bitch cat with a litter of pups because that's Jesus talking.
So you saw it as a sign then that good things were going to...
I saw it as a sign then, but, you know, now I look back at it, and I don't think that was Jesus. I just think I had a fever from the bad moonshine.
Golly. You are the most country person we've interviewed since Chan Gailey.
Hey, have you guys heard of websites?
Yes, we've heard of websites.
Somebody told me, and I think it was my neighbor two doors down in, you know, next quarter section. He came over and he said the people on website are gossiping something fierce about me rubbing my fingers together like I was counting money or something.
Yeah, what is that?
That is a fib, first of all, and ain't true, and I'm upset about it. Because what I'm actually doing is testing the humidity to see if it's sorghum planting time. My granddaddy taught me that.
But only after you score touchdowns. That's the only time you really test for sorghum.
You run to the end of the meadow and you get points.
That's a touchdown.
Yeah, that's a touchdown. Yeah. You're right.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Man, I can't believe I'm actually talking to you guys.
Yeah,
well, like something. A t-shirt or something.
Well, we're kind of up against it. We need to probably let you go, but congratulations on being a Cleveland Brown.
Hey, well, thank you guys for calling. I sure do appreciate it and talking to me. I talk on the phone that much. I'm not sure. Sometimes I call back my grandmother or something like
we
that.
We don't care.
Okay.
We don't care.
Okay, all right. Y'all take care then.
All right, we'll see you.
Some other time.
All right. That's allegedly Johnny Football, the day after he goes to the Cleveland Browns. All right, it's 8:50 on the ticket. There was something unusual about the Cowboys draft room, and we'll get